Yeah, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth here at Classic Hits. I tell you something, this could be the day for it, Heaven to be a place on Earth. I can tell you, if Tara's weather prediction is right.
Ah, stop.
Oh my God, weather warnings, because it'll be too warm.
I know. Isn't it absolutely outrageous? And I was talking to Tara just before I came in. Wait till you talk to her at 6:30, Jim. You've never seen anyone more excited in your life.
Oh, she loves the extremes.
Because not only
if
is
it, if it can't be absolutely freezing and horrific, then she wants it to be scalding like the sun.
But it will be horrific. It's going to be not only really hot, but then there's thunder and lightning for the night.
Oh,
so it's
lovely.
It's literally our most perfect day. That is. I was just saying, all you need now is to wake up to some sudden snowfall.
Yeah, a snowfall in the middle and she'd be literally, she'd have died and gone to heaven.
Had the best day of her life. She's so happy.
It's 28 degrees potentially in some places.
Yeah, in Leinster, like, where we are of all places, and we normally get the sort of the arse end of a good
Normally, if you want extremes, you got to go to the west.
Yeah.
They get the really bad and the really good.
Yeah, and they may have it most of the time, to be honest with you, but I'll take this today. Oh, this is cracker.
Oh my God, 28 degrees.
Love it.
Be interested to see where that happens, if it happens, where it happens and all the rest of it.
You know something, I'm hoping for around 25. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for around 25.
I like it warm, but I don't like it too warm.
I don't want to be uncomfortable. But yeah. I like it warm.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, listen, folks, hopefully it's going to be a belter for you wherever you are today. And hopefully, of course, more importantly than any of it, you get a chance to enjoy at least some of it. I tell you, yesterday evening was cracker. I was out on the old patio yesterday evening. When I finally managed to get home, got home about 4:30 in the afternoon. Straight into the house, straight up, shorts on, out the back garden.
Oh, yeah, I was doing a load of that. I can't stay indoors at the moment. I struggle to stay indoors. It's so nice all the time.
Yeah,
even the sticky old, grey old crap. I love that as well.
It was proper warm as well, you know, yesterday evening as well.
Oh, I'm roasting.
It's fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, listen, whatever you're going to do today, hopefully you've got it sorted. You get a chance to enjoy it if it does turn out to be a record-breaking summer's day in Ireland, 28 degrees. I mean, that's getting right up there towards the records, isn't it? If that happens.
Oh, this is now, we have to start doing tomorrow. Now you'll see the headlines. Hotter than Barcelona. You know the way we start doing that. And as Mike said before, you'd never think in, Barcelona to be a headline. Colder than Dublin. Colder than County Galway. Like, they just wouldn't.
Yeah, they're not that obsessed. And of course, who knows what your reaction to the fantastic weather might be. But I am ready for it today. I'm ready for it today.
Mean?
I have all that stuff ready to go.
I don't know what's that all about?
That's for bleeping out your expletives.
Oh. Yes, I know. I'm aware of it.
Yeah, stop, will you?
That's another thing.
Scissor Sisters, Don't Feel Like Dancing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on what's looking like it's going to be an absolute scorcher of a day. And this time, so much so that they're actually issuing warnings of how warm it could be. Who'd have thunk it here in Ireland, eh? But anyway, hopefully it's going to be a belter. 6:15, we're about to take on the birthdays. Thanks so much, folks, for hanging out with us and letting us hang out with you today. Good selection for you to start, PJ, today.
Oh yeah, what's the crack then?
Because there's a couple of your sort. To start off with, right? And actually one of them, the first one I'm going to do, huge hero of mine, right?
What you mean?
Wait for us, I'll explain. All will be revealed.
Right,
stop being so impatient.
Calm
down.
When there's cake
you're
at
like
stake.
A dog. Where are we going now? Yeah. Right now? What about now?
Cake at stake. And there you are, telling me to calm down. Go on, Elvin.
And anyway, I literally don't know any other person, right, who could be, you know, like a stand-up comedian, a writer, an actor. You know, I just don't know anybody else who could be that talented. You know what I mean? The one and only Ricky Gervais.
Oh, Ricky Gervais, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah, sure.
I mean, it's an amazing, isn't it? Just to be all those things. To be a stand-up. To be an actor. To be a writer. To be a host.
Yeah.
It's just nobody else. It's incredible.
Sure,
absolutely incredible.
All those things are easy, man.
Incredible.
Anyone can do them.
What a talent.
Anyone can do them.
Yeah, but he does them properly and well and all.
Yeah. Never liked him. Never liked him. Is it really his birthday? That's gas.
Yeah. What a list of hits, in fairness. The Office, Extras, Afterlife.
That's amazing. It's brilliant. And Derek.
Derek. That's actually my favourite.
Same here. Yeah, it's the most underrated TV ever. I think people got afraid of it all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, oh my God, he's pretending to be someone who's a little bit different to me. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Derek's brilliant. Derek will make you bawl.
Definitely, yeah.
As well as laugh.
It's a weird world now. Oh my God. I don't think anybody should be allowed to pretend to be anyone else, even if they're acting. Derek is brilliant. And Extras was fantastic.
Yeah.
Imagine,
like, just the ability to convince that many people to go along with having themselves look like an idiot.
Brilliant, isn't it?
You know, and big names.
Like, I know.
And big Hollywood stars and everything.
And it must be refreshing for them as well, though.
Yeah.
Because you're like, they're walking around. Those level of people have, you got publicity and image protection agencies and all this. And then someone's going, I want you to be the worst version of yourself. Yes, I'm going to do that for the
crack. Absolutely. It's basically the whole thing. The only thing that's going to make this funny is if you look like a real, just like a total idiot.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Daniel Radcliffe with a rolled up rubber Johnny in his pocket, though. That was very funny.
I'm convincing Les Dennis to stand in the nip and all.
And to say all the anti-gay stuff and everything.
Unreal.
That?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah. A woman, remember, a fella has a woman
sitting in the studio audience bit when it's empty.
Thing goes into...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so funny, but I got to say...
Have you ever seen the outtakes, the bloopers for that?
How they filmed it, I'll never know.
It's tears in your eyes funny.
And it's Ricky Gervais that keeps ruining it.
Absolutely, he can't hack it.
He wrote it,
and he still keeps
still
laughing.
He thought it was the funniest thing, because he couldn't believe it was Keith Chegwin doing it in front of him.
That was Keith Chegwin, wasn't it? It wasn't Les Dennis. Yeah.
I gotta say that he's like 53.
A bit older, 59.
Oh, is he?
59, yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
59, right. So Ricky Gervais gets us going. Right, not quite on the same level. Interviewed him once. Jury's still a little bit out for me. Phil Jupitus.
Oh, he's a tosser, is he? No, he's not. I've met Phil Jupitus loads of times, actually.
Yeah, no, he wasn't unpleasant. He was just... It's a bit. Sometimes some of your lot are a bit strange. Do you notice that?
I always thought Phil Jupitus. I've only met him a handful of times now. He was always very good to me. Very nice fellow to me. But you see,
he talked a lot about how little time you really should spend on the loo, which surprises me that you get on so well with him.
What did he mean by that, I wonder?
Yeah, he said for health reasons you should really be just getting in, doing your business and getting out.
For health reasons. If you did everything for health reasons, you'd do nothing at all.
These are the words of Phil Jupitus, not me, PJ.
Yeah, go on. I used to like him until now. I got to say, Phil Jupitus, he's been around a long time. Like, he's one of the originals, really.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
He seems to have a lot of kudos among your lot. They all seem to respect him as a... I mean, you know, he's good.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Do I respect anyone? Is the question.
Not at all.
I suppose he's done it all. That's the thing. He's done it. He's become an old pro.
Yeah.
I'd say he's about 50. He's about 53 then.
He's 58.
Oh, wow.
So he's even older again, as well.
I did not see that coming now.
Right. Since you're determined to go to the older end of the scale, let's give you this one then. Carly Simon. You're so vain.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Carly Simon, I'm just saying to you. You're so vain.
I know you're there. But it's not mad, though. That song, it's a joke song, right? It's not a real song.
Well, isn't there all the... But the whole thing was about... Was it written about... everybody thought it was written about Wayne... or Warren Beatty.
Right.
And then, in actual fact, then somebody said that it was revealed it was written about Mick Jagger.
Right.
Or whatever.
But it is about...
It is about somebody she was either dating or with or whatever.
But you... If that whole... It's a total paradox. It doesn't make any sense. The whole song doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's a song.
But you know what I mean? This song's about Jim McCabe and he's so vain he probably thinks it's about Jim McCabe. So it is about me then. Ah, you see? Look at you.
Yeah, that's typically you, McCabe.
Yeah, but it literally is about me. You know, it literally is about me.
That's up there with ironic for you, isn't it? Two songs that set out to do something and totally fail.
Yeah, there's nothing ironic in ironic. She just doesn't know what irony is. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
That's just bad luck.
It's unfortunate, yeah. It's unfortunate. You don't know what irony is. Right, I got to say, Carly Simon.
Not young now.
Would she be like 62?
75, man.
You're joking me.
75.
Oh, I've never played this game worse than I am
this
today.
This is not going well so far.
How ironic. How ironic.
Right, listen, at least we've two footballers to finish. Neil Lennon.
Neil Lennon. Celtic man.
Celtic legend, of course.
Not anymore. They don't like him anymore, do they not? Since he went to Leicester. Oh, no, hold
on. Well, now he's back at Celtic, isn't he? Neil Lennon.
Oh, jeez, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. He did take a lot of... He's taken a lot of sort of sectarian abuse over the years.
He has, yeah,
and his time in Scotland or whatever. He's had a lot of stick.
Yeah, and he's so vain, he probably thinks it's about him. You know what I mean? Jim?
Imagine that as an abusive chant. Yeah. You're so vain, you probably think we're chanting about you.
Yeah. You're such a Fenian. You probably think
this chant is about you.
Chucky Arlaw. You'd be like, make up your minds, lads. You can't be ever... of course, big Celtic legend. You have to be careful now. It's like
legend as player and manager, of course.
That's true, yeah. He's still young, though. He's still in his 50s.
He's actually even younger. I'm going to give you that. Yeah, help you along, because you can't win anyway. But he's even younger than his 50s.
Yeah.
So he's a boy.
Right. Jeepers. That's
not a lot younger now. Like, no, let's get carried away.
No, I would have thought he was definitely early 50s. Right, 48 then.
49.
Of course he is, yeah. Oh, my happy birthday. I bet you
think this song is about you. Right, and then the last one is Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah.
Now, of course, pundits all over Sky. If your Sky ever works long enough for you to see it. But anyway.
He's had problems. Always not happy about that.
Oh my God, I'm not a happy bunny. Somebody in Sky is getting a very strongly worded letter.
His Sky,
from disgruntled of Roundwood.
His Sky was so bad, Martial only scored 2 last night. Well, United!
It was a nightmare, crapping out the whole time. Anyway, right, Jamie Redknapp, and of course, son of Harry.
Yeah, big Liverpool family, isn't it?
Well, Jamie played for Liverpool. Jamie. Harry, of course, is more associated. I always associate Harry with Spurs, but he's been with a rake of clubs.
Yeah. He's been with just every club in London. Is that what he's done?
He ventured down and did Portsmouth.
That's true.
As well. Didn't he for a while?
Yeah. They're an awful club, aren't they? Oh, jeepers, they're an awful club. Oh, yeah.
Pompey?
The Half-Field, yeah.
Is that where English John is from?
It is.
Portsmouth is his club, isn't it?
It is. Well, yeah, he goes. Yeah. What was it?
Portsmouth, the crowd who won. Did they win an FA Cup and then get relegated or something? Or,
I think that's
right. Or is that somebody else?
They're basically the poor man Southampton. And Southampton aren't great. That's essentially what they are, aren't they? They're like, if you for some reason can't support Southampton. Or you just think that it's not miserable enough in existence to support a team as bad as Southampton. You go for Portsmouth instead. Yeah.
The other thing about it is Jamie Redknapp is Frank Lampard's cousin, right?
God.
So that must be, you know, in fairness. Like, Jamie Redknapp had a decent career.
I know, yeah.
But when Frank Lampard is your cousin, it's a bit like being, like we always say about being the other Oasis brother.
I know, but at least you can always go, well, Lampard's my cousin, so at least we know I'm the sound one. So I'd say... Jamie Redknapp is about... He's about 49.
47. Best of a bad bunch, I think it's fair to say. Yeah. Best of a bad bunch.
Even that wasn't great. I'm so bad. This game is definitely about me.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim. Weekdays from 6 a.m. Reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. Wow. So PJ tells me you are very excited.
I am like a 5-year-old on Christmas Eve. That's what I'm like. I cannot wait to get out of this building today, just after midday. I just can't wait.
Deadly.
So what is the story? So, okay, we knew about the heat bit, right? So the 28 degrees bit, I thought,
I had no idea it was going to be, well, that the prediction was 28 degrees. Now, this is in parts of Leinster and Ulster today. And it'll be kind of more like between 22 and 25 elsewhere.
Right.
None too shabby with that.
No problem there.
That would do you fine. It's going to lead, though, to... what are being billed certainly as pretty widespread and pretty dramatic thunderstorms.
This is like a movie stuff, is it? This is like whatever. What was that movie disaster movie? 2012 was it? Or
I'm thinking more like the Witches of Eastwick. She's going to be dancing around in extreme weather.
Could be that.
So you won't know what to do. You won't know whether to have your sun cream
exactly
on or your light.
Oh, no,
well,
she
lightning.
Has a plan. Oh,
I've
got a plan.
Oh, is there a plan? Tell.
I'm getting out of here just after 12 o'clock, and then I'm going to maybe have a little snooze for an hour. I'm going to head to the beach. The high tide is around 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to head to the beach. I'm going to spend an hour or so on the beach and then hopefully get home just in time to possibly get a barbecue in and then sit back, feet up, watch the show.
Oh my God.
See?
So Tara basically thinks God is putting on a fireworks display for her after the bar. Pop around, have a barbecue, and then we'll watch God's fireworks.
Do you know what Tara to me sounds like? Do you remember when your man lost his legs in Forrest Gump? And he was up on the mast of the ship in the storm going, "Is that the best you've got, lad? Give me your worst!
I want more!"
Ah, tune. How high was the volume for that one, eh?
Isn't that amazing, isn't it?
There's cars all over the country now going, "Oh, better lower that down now after that."
Yeah. They're just
singing their head off.
They've suddenly just become slightly embarrassed for all the headbanging in the... in the car.
Yeah, they remembered where they were. Anyway, great tune. Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, and Eternal ahead of that. I Want to Be the Only One. Ironic, Eternal, of course, who Louise Redknapp, what was she called before she was that? Louise, hang on a second.
I don't
somewhere.
Know. I have a clue.
But of course, married. Is she back with Jamie Redknapp now?
Oh, japers, I don't know. She could be with the Harry Redknapp now, for all I know. I haven't a clue what's going on there. I'm never any good at that sort of showbiz couples at all.
Yeah. What was her name again? Hang on a second.
I think it was still Louise. I'd be happy enough saying it was still Louise.
Yeah, it was Louise. I can't remember what her surname was before she became a Redknapp. Doesn't matter anymore. But yeah, of course, ties in with the birthdays today, being Jamie Redknapp's birthday. By the way, Mike is going around currently sporting. I'm sure there's going to be photographs very soon on our social media. Mike is going around sporting and Classic Hits hoodie.
Yeah, they've arrived. I have to say, they're tremendous
looking.
They're
very, very nice. There's one for each of us.
Yeah, we got them on a day when it's 28 degrees outside.
But that's what I was going to point out to you. Mike's going around wearing his.
He loves it.
And I thought it was just that he was like, he thought it was really lovely. This is, I kid you not, he's claiming he's freezing.
Ah, shut up. Mike.
He says he's got his jumper on.
He's got the hood up and everything. Look at him. Ah,
Mike,
he's mad.
Account for yourself. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Are you genuinely cold?
I'm genuinely cold because Andy Bad News leaves the door open here all the time and it's behind the production desk and I'm freezing.
Outrageous, yeah. Do you know that?
He has his jumper on under his hoodie, under his new Classic Hits hoodie.
He does not, does he?
Yeah.
Gee, I thought he'd only have his bra on under that now. That's absolutely...
Where?
That's shocking. There's probably some genderist comment in that.
I'll tell you, there's someone I need to write to about that and I'm going to find out.
I'll write you an apology letter if you want, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, you write apologies for me. You write complaints for
him. That's what I'm saying.
Him.
I'll write an apology letter to Michael for you.
Thank you.
Although you will have to wait. You will have
that.
To wait because I do have a lot of apology letters to get through after yesterday.
I'll mark that one down.
Yeah.
By the way, who is it? What is it? Jack and... What's the name of the...
So jackandjade.com.
Jack and Jade. That's it. Jackandjade.com. Thank you very much. These are lovely. And they sent us in face masks.
Face masks as well, yeah.
Which is very good.
No, I don't want to go down that route with you lads.
Yeah, it's weird because myself and Mike got the normal face masks, you know, that from the point of view of the pandemic. And PJ got a full one to cover his entire face.
And I'm
so
happy
for
with
totally
it.
Different reasons.
Yeah. They actually just sent me a brown bag with two eyes cut out of it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a cheap shot. Yeah. That was a cheap shot. Anyway, but jackandjade.com, thank you so much. And I think, Magic Mike, you're on the case with the... Yeah. You're going to try and conjure up a couple of exclusive prizes for the future, maybe.
Yeah, well...
He's had a brainwave, PJ.
Yeah, well, here it is, right? Because obviously the whole face mask thing is causing a lot of controversy. News that maybe it'll be compulsory public transport. So how about, if you're a little bit twixt and between... wearing a Wake Up Happy Classic Hits face mask, huh?
Now you see. That becomes a fashion accessory then.
Absolutely does, yeah.
You know, now it's kind of, you're taking it to a new level.
Yep. I think people would wear that even in pre-pandemic time, post-pandemic time.
Well, you should get one that has Wake Up Happy and a load of teeth on it, like it's a smile, like a huge
that's
smile.
A good idea.
Yeah. Right, well, so we'll see how that pans out. It's a good idea, Mike. I'm sure there will be, I'm sure there'll be photographs up on social media very soon of us or somebody, or Mike maybe. Actually, we'll get Mike.
We should do a trio. We should do a boy band shot. The trouble is
you'd need a wide angle, a fisheye angle lens us all in. With social distancing,
of course, 2 meters.
We'll all have to, else we'll have to do like
panorama.
Yeah, or you'll have to. We'll have to stand behind each other, 2 meters or something. And
I'll
stand at the back. Probably, I don't mind.
I'll be honest with you,
place in the world.
The whole social media filming thing is very difficult.
It is very tough, isn't it? Trying to get like, I got to meet up with my lads yesterday. It's been ages since we all had a chance to get together we're allowed to get together. So we went up for lunch in David's house yesterday. And even that, like, you're trying to get a selfie.
Yeah.
And it's like, stand up. Where do you stand? You move behind the couch.
Yeah. It's mad.
It's a
isn't it?
Nightmare.
Imagine what it's like trying to make TV now. That's why there was an episode of EastEnders from 1985 on the other day. It's like, did you see it? Georgie Jen and Angie were back on. I was like, ah, here. It's got, like, you can't. Yeah.
You're clutching
can't
the straws now.
Yeah,
you're clutching like, the straws. Anyway, listen, they are very, very good. JackandJay.com, thank you so much. They look absolutely fantastic. Our hoodies, you'll see them up on social media very shortly. We'll get a pickup one way or another. Some way we'll find a way. There might be three individual pictures going up. Who knows?
He would just superimpose thing, you know.
Yeah, Photoshop is going to come into its own in the next little while.
Michael just animate it.
Exactly,
grand.
Yeah. We'll that's probably the easiest way. Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past seven on what promises to be an amazing Thursday weather-wise. An absolute scorcher. Hopefully you're going to get a chance to enjoy it. Make sure you have a go at the hit bit as well. It's on the way in about 40 minutes or so. You can let us know if you want to play. 087-188-0008 as always. And of course, check out classichits.ie for all the previous guesses and to have a listen as often as you like. Now, PJ, look what I found for you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, what have you got?
Right, I knew you have your story lined up ready to go, right? Look what I found for you. Listen to this. Yeah, I want solid gold toilet bowls in my house. Yeah. No more living with my mom. Yeah, I want solid gold toilet bowls in my house.
I don't think you've ever picked a more fitting piece of music for what's going on in the world. This is like one of those stories that pops up every so often, and I fall in love with the stupidity of it straight away.
Yeah.
So in Blenheim Palace this time last year, the Duke of Marlborough's half-brother, Edward Spencer Churchill...
Decided. Oh my God, Edward Spencer Churchill.
Yeah, he decided he was going to get, for the Marlborough family, a solid gold toilet bowl, just like is in the song, to have in the house. Then, of course, he decided not only is he going to get a solid gold toilet bowl, he was going to tell everybody that he was getting a solid gold toilet bowl. And of course then, they did an interview. So in this interview on that he did, they asked him, well, how are you going to protect a solid gold toilet bowl? And he says, well, I won't plan to be guarding it. He goes, it would be an extraordinarily hard thing to nick, if you don't mind me saying. For one, it's been plumbed. And number two...
Oh. Yeah, I see what I did there.
And number two, you wouldn't know who used it last, so you probably wouldn't want to nick it. It's worth £5 million. It's a £5 million.
Yeah, criminals aren't that discerning.
Yeah, and funny enough, when you go on TV and say, of course I won't be guarding it, somebody decides they're going to nick it. Less than a month later, it was robbed out of Blenheim Palace.
Oh my God, they robbed a solid gold jack.
Gold toilet bowl. It's amazing that it happened. So now...
Does it describe how they did it? So they had to pull it out of the plumbing and everything and... Like, obviously, the place was, whatever it was destroyed, wasn't it?
Destroyed, yeah. I have a great picture of the jacks.
How do you spend that long robbing a jacks?
Especially a solid gold one.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean... Like, I've never actually been in possession of gold, to be honest, but...
I've a ring.
Well, yeah.
And that's not solid gold. It's 9 carat. Like, well, that to me, you know, that's
absolutely. And I mean, but you know the way they traditionally gold, it's meant to be proper heavy,
heavy.
So how do you...
Well, this is it.
Must take a fair bit to make a toilet.
Well, here you go, right? Because the police made an investigation on it. And now this week, yesterday, a seventh person... has been arrested in connection with the solid gold toilet bowl. So there was at least 7 people involved. We're only getting the details now. So this guy, a 44-year-old man from Kent, was arrested on suspicion of burglary. I don't know if they found the jacks yet, though. Initially, there was a 66-year-old man lifted. I love the way, though, every time the police describe the toilet, they give all the details, right? So it's not a matter of a golden toilet. But they keep going, a fully functioning, a solid gold lavatory that was reported stolen 1 year ago, worth an estimated £4.8 million. They keep giving this really long detail.
Oh my God.
Because I suppose they're being warned to please don't go out and say a golden jacks was nicked.
Yeah.
Don't say number two.
Well,
don't say number one.
I just think it's hilarious that they would go, you know, they would feel they needed to give that amount of detail, like golden toilets were, you know. There was lots of them around the place.
I know.
Now we're looking for a very specific golden toilet. This one comes with solid gold antique handles on the flusher. And
it's like they're selling it at an auction. It is, the way that you keep describing
that's
it.
That's something that you were never going to hear that on them. What was the name of that Irish Garda thing that used to be, that, you know, what was it called? And they used to be describing...
Crime Watch or Garda Patrol.
Garda Patrol is the one, the original one. Imagine a Garda Patrol describing the thieving of a solid gold toilet.
It's a solid gold toilet bowl seen around Mullingar. And you know the way, what I love about this is the seven lads, right? And here's the age groups of them so far. We have 35, 34, another 35, 36. There's three 35-year-olds, 34, 36, and the 66-year-old. You know if they were caught, right?
He was the brains of the operation, he was. You know, he wasn't doing any carrying.
He's getting the blame for everything, man. Because when they say, why were you stealing the toilet bowl? You know one of them's going to go, you know, you're hardly there, he's 66. We didn't mean to take it, it's just, you know, the bladder at that age, he's... dying for the wee. We just says, oh, does it? We know there's
we just
one
needed to take it with us.
Had to take it with us. We were going to bring it back as soon as Harry was stopping league. And you know what I mean? So it's just.
I tell you, man, that is the potential for one of the greatest movies ever. A solid gold toilet heist.
Yeah.
With seven people. I mean, that is magnificent movie fodder right there.
It really, how they have to make a movie.
It has to be done.
They have to make it. And it has to start with your man going, we certainly won't be guarding it. You absolute rich idiot.
Oh, man, that is such a... Actually, you know something, right? Right now, quick 5 minutes. The title of that movie.
Oh, please give us the title. What's that movie going to be called? The Theft of the Golden Toilet.
There's the boss, Bruce Springsteen, dancing in the dark. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for letting us hang out with you on this Thursday. Scorcher that it's set to be. Here are Classic Hits 087-188-0008. Loads and loads of WhatsApps. My God, people have gone bananas with the prospective titles for this story about the theft.
I've already picked
and it is a true story. The genuine theft of a gold toilet from Blenheim Palace.
Honest to God, Jim, some of the quotes in this story, it's just absolutely brilliant. It really is.
But it's like, we were just saying that, just a story that involves one rich aristocrat buying another rich aristocrat a golden toilet.
Yeah.
Nobody except rich aristocrats and rappers buy each other gold toilets.
It's absolutely amazing. There's a great quote from the story. I'm just looking at the story from a year ago now. I've gone back. I can't get away from this.
Yeah.
And one of the quotes from a year ago when your man, Edward Churchill.
Spencer Churchill.
Yeah, the brother of the Duke of Marlborough. They asked him about the toilet and he goes, well, we certainly knew there was a lot of interest in this Maurizio Catalan contemporary art exhibited toilet, but we certainly didn't think anyone was going to steal it. What a way to describe your jacks. It is absolutely brilliant.
Can I use your Maurizio toilet? It's upstairs, just second door on the left.
Number one or number two? You'd have to ask.
Right, listen, check these out, right, okay. Magic Mike might get a chance to scan these because I'm probably going to miss a load because, I mean, literally so many have come in. But there's some belters. Cistern Act.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's not bad.
That's brilliant, yeah.
Cistern Act as a name for the movie, because that's what we're saying. Basically, this we think the likes of a Guy Ritchie or somebody has to make this kind of movie. It's set up to be like Snatch.
It has to be, Lock, Stock, or something,
you know,
like that.
A movie like that about the theft of a gold toilet from Blenheim Palace. It's got to be made. Cistern Act, very good. Love it. What else could we...
Aristocrap is very good.
Not bad at all. The Royal Flush.
I think that's the perfect name. I honestly think Royal Flush is the perfect name for it.
Once Upon a Golden Throne. Golden Jacks. What else have we got? Golden Loot.
Loot.
Gold Flush has come in a lot.
That's great, isn't it?
Gold Linger. Instead of Goldfinger.
Do you know something? That actually might be the best one because it's adequately disgusting as well as everything else.
Yeah. The Golden Jobby.
Oh, the Golden Jobby.
From Dan in Cork. The Golden
that's so
Jobby.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Jumping Jack's Flash from Fred.
Ah, here.
These are fantastic.
Great.
Not a pot to piss in. That's just plain rude.
I know, but very
that's
good.
That's just rude.
And relevant.
There's loads of them. Look, Michael probably get a chance to scan through, but there's some belters, isn't it?
Ah, it's so good.
Oh, look at that. Who is that? Let me see if I give this person credit. Although I shouldn't really because they're a Liverpool fan, but still. Jonathan, fair play. Down the Pan Abbey. That's Down the Pan
down
Abbey.
Down the Pan Abbey. That is... And here's me thinking Brave Fart was funny.
Brave.
But Down the Pan Abbey is amazing.
Also, there's another belt, and I know it's in there somewhere, but they're coming in so much that I missed it. But there's a brilliant one as well. The Man with the Golden Bum.
I've just read Mission Impossible, which is so silly.
Yeah, oh, I like The Man with the Golden Bum as well.
The Man with the Golden Bum. Anyway. That's literally what the story is.
Incredible.
These are fantastic.
Incredible. If we find any other belters, we'll share them with you. 087-188-0008. That was magnificent. Michael Jackson, Black or White, here at Classic Hits, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Apparently, it's his anniversary today, PJ. 11 years today, apparently.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, I didn't know myself. Somebody actually texted me.
Yeah, yeah.
Anoraki type, you know what I mean?
Like a Michael Jackson fan. Seriously, obsession. Yeah,
apparently it was on this day 11 years ago. I wouldn't have known that now. Although that strikes me as long. I didn't think it was that long.
I would have said it was longer than that.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird, yeah?
Yeah, anyway. 11 years apparently it is today. Michael Jackson's Black or White here at Classic Hits. Just a quick reminder, final call for the hit bit. €1,230. It's a big, big heap of cash, as we were saying. ClassicHits.ie, if you want to have a listen to it, check out the previous guesses, which is well worth doing, by the way, because there's been a lot of guesses, and we do get a lot of sort of... You know, repeated guesses.
Yeah, we do.
It's well worth checking it out. ClassicHits.ie. And then let Magic Mike know if you want to play. He's standing by. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp.
Then what day? See, it's a bad day for the Segway company. You know, the Segways. Do you remember they were everywhere? They were made for the first time in 2001, yeah?
Right.
And then they were very popular with police departments in the States, and our own guards had them as well.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. There's a great...
I don't remember seeing many of them around, really.
There's a great story about them. Do you remember when the Segway started? And for those that can't think of what they are, remember the two-wheel yokes with the handlebars on them?
Yeah. Do you know my strongest memory of a Segway? Is an episode of MTV Cribs where
someone's showing
Shaq
off
or somebody had one or whatever, you know what I mean? And literally that's what he did. He went from room to room on a Segway.
God's sake.
Because his mansion was so big.
I remember when they first came out and the guards had them and they were up on Stephen's Green. And there was a famous story of a young one seeing them for the first time. She goes, Jesus, will you look at your man on his hovercraft? Which is one of my favourite Segway stories.
That's brilliant.
So they were very popular with police and they were very popular with tour guides. Do you remember there was tour guides and they'd have a few and they'd all follow your man on these two wheels around the place. But they never really took off as a public sort of form of transport. And unfortunately now for them, on the 14th of July this year, the last Segway will roll off the production line.
Oh my God! Are they the DeLorean of the personal transportation world?
Oh my God! That's what it is. That's literally what it is. It had so much promise, and then it didn't work out. They've also had some, like, there's a great thing here where they've had Segways, moments in time. Oh, so over the last like 19 years, they've been in existence. Do you remember Usain Bolt was knocked over by a Segway?
Was he?
Yeah. There was a cameraman hit him, wasn't it? He was knocked over anyway at the Olympics. And then there was the famous moment when Segway were going to release a wheelchair. And they had the prototype wheelchair, the Segway prototype wheelchair. And the demonstration, the press demonstration, it crashed.
Oh my God.
So it was a disaster.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah. So
the only thing I remember a Segway mixer from is, you know that movie, and it was a terrible movie in fairness. That's Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name is in it? Kevin James or whatever.
I can't remember his name. It's a terrible movie, but I really enjoy it.
I know,
it's so silly.
I like him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. It's so bad it's good. Like,
yeah. But he used to spin around on his... as a security man in the shopping centre on it.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. So it's one of those...
Did you ever go on one? I've never even been on one.
Never went on one. No,
Mike, were you ever on one? No? Hang a second.
Never on one, no.
Never, no.
Yeah. They're daft. Like, you would feel like a bit of an aegis on them. I think that was kind of the thing. They never were going to look cool.
I guarantee you I'd be the man who'd fall off it. Like, there's no question. Absolutely guaranteed. I don't care what anybody... I would fall off it.
There's so many...
I mean, I never mastered a skateboard.
Did you? You never learned skate, no?
Never mastered it.
Never, even a kid. I suppose it was
like, I could, you know, it'd be one of those. You could go on a straight line for about 3 feet.
Yeah, yeah. I thought skateboarders when I was young, so hoops and sticks were involved.
I never managed the hoop. I managed the stick. I couldn't get the whole hoop stick combination.
He's got to be hitting me with a stick after this. So it's mad though. Yeah, they never look cool. By the time you had your bicycle helmet on, and how to make cops look completely unthreatening was put them on a Segway. They always looked like a kind of a weird, nerdy sort of thing to get around. So I suppose it's not surprising that they're going out of fashion, but they. Yeah. Well, were they ever in fashion?
Mind you, I have to say, I'd gladly take a Segway over a bicycle. You know, if there were Segway users out there, they wouldn't be as. You know, it wouldn't be as bad as cyclists.
So he says that now. Imagine him going through Wicklow now, and there's six.
Mind you, yeah, I suppose if there were three abreast going up a small road,
there with their padded underpants and all, Jim would be there. I can't believe this.
That's true.
And
actually,
these bikes went to more than 10 miles an hour. And there we got some lad in his padded underpants drinking a cup of tea in front of me going up the road.
That's because they travel a bit like a mobility kind of scooter thing,
there's a bit sort of like that about it. I'd love to have a go just to see how easy the leaning and the turning.
You better
and all
get it done soon if they're literally going out of existence.
Well, I'm sure there's some second hand deal. The old done deal Segway now, they're bound to be going for next to nothing, seeing as though there'll be no backup or repairs or anything.
Because, like you say, in theory, they should have worked. You know, like the idea of nipping around cities. If you're city based and you've got that nipping around stuff from place to place or whatever, you know, in theory it seems like it should work.
I know.
Just you do look a bit weird.
You do with your little basket on the front or whatever, and you'll be there going, I'm not doing this. I'm really not doing it. I'd rather go without. Yeah. It's one of those things you think, if you use the Segway, you'll get there.
I'll take the scenic.
You'd save a fortune with a Segway because you'd really need an emergency to leave the house.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth a €1,230 full sum. That's what it's worth today.
Wow. That's quite a mouthful.
It is. Here's what it sounds like. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit. And Claire is going to go first this morning. How are you getting on, Claire?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Great, Claire. How are you?
I'm good.
Listen, what's your story today? Are you going to get any opportunity to enjoy this supposed record-breaking temperatures?
Well, I'm at work, but I might be able to get out and about and enjoy it a small bit.
Hopefully.
What time you finish work at?
I'm not finished till tomorrow.
Oh, James.
Oh, my God. You're not finished till tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm a sports staff, so I'm on a long shift still, let's say.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Not finished till tomorrow.
Are you at sea or in prison or what?
No, I sleep over for the night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, Claire, fair play to you for whatever that work is that you do. My God, that's a tough ask, isn't it?
That's very tough. Yeah, consider us two yo-yos.
What time do you knock off at? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Us two would be like, well, I'll knock off now if you want. Like, right, so Claire, we'd love definitely to give you some money. €1,230, 1230. What do you think?
I think it's Alana Miles, Black Velvet.
Good song.
Good song, yeah, definitely. Right, so it's over to himself.
Oh, Claire, I'd love to give you this money. I really, really would. I mean, what could you do with this? A lot of cash. I mean, you could go abroad when the restrictions are lifted. You could go Alana Miles.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere sunny or whatever.
She's having a long day, man.
This woman doesn't get out of work till tomorrow, Mike. And you land her with a pun like that.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Oh, my God.
That's
shocker. Claire, I don't know what to say to you. Go and have a lie down.
Enjoy your day, Claire, if you
take
can.
Take care. Cheers, Claire. Bye-bye now. You could go Alana Miles.
I mean, it's probably not as bad as we went a bit over the top.
It's the way you say it, Alana Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Alana Miles.
I actually feel bad now for the ridicule. Now Deirdre's waiting. Hiya, Deirdre.
Hi. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Deirdre. How are you today?
Good, yeah. Not too bad
now
at all. I'm on the way to work.
So, what do you do? Are you allowed to tell us what you do?
You're not in till tomorrow by any chance, Deirdre. Yeah.
Community nurse.
Right.
In the community.
In the community, of course. And out and about in the sunny community, hopefully, today.
But you know, now we're down, it's not sunny down south at all. It's quite cloudy and overcast. So I don't know if we're going to get the temperatures at all today.
Oh, you will.
Hope you do.
Keep the faith.
It's warm, but it's cloudy and dull. Yeah.
All right, I thought Tara was saying the whole country should be opening up to business. So here's fingers crossed.
I don't know, we're getting thunderstorms and all this. That's what I'm...
Oh, yeah, we're here. Yeah, we're supposed to get that here as well for tomorrow. For tonight, I mean.
Or tonight or something, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So listen, have a guess. We try and give you some money. What do you think?
I tell you, funny, I started playing the piano during quarantine and I was saying this one. What I think it is, my guess is Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Michael, oh, yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I mean, you could also go on a journey, couldn't you? I don't know, somewhere hot or whatever, like the last caller.
Oh, my God.
It's wrong. Don't Stop Believing and all that.
Sorry about that, Deirdre. Anyway, listen, we'll have another go. We'll have given an opportunity to play with Niall Boylan later on this afternoon. 12:45, you can have another go with the hit bit. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, girls just want to have fun. Today's the day for it, hopefully. Looks like it's going to be an absolute belter of a day weather-wise. Hopefully all over the country. Certainly the predictions are it's going to get a really hot one, albeit I know thunderstorms and stuff being mentioned in dispatches, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll get the good stuff in first.
Yeah, you know something? Like Tara, there's a part of me, a small part, that is would be quite happy for a thunder and lightning storm
at the end of it all.
If we get a really nice
bit of a fireworks display after the after the big show of the sun, be nice.
As long as it's gone by 9 o'clock, I don't want to be woken up by it or anything.
Anyway, listen, that's on the way. Also on the way, of course, the breakfast table quiz. We did up the ante a little bit yesterday. I think we got to a score of 11.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, so
11.
That's a bit of a big score.
Yeah.
So 12 or more, no problem. Anytime. 12 or more will put you into the lead.
It's a cracking prize because the hotel's back open and we're on board with the fantastic Soho hotels. 6 fabulous Soho hotels destinations for you to choose from. If you can win on the prize this week, details of that on the way. And if you want to get involved straight away, you can give Mike a shout, 087-188-0008. But it's worth bearing in mind, you know, that sometimes in life, well, you know, you can't always get everything you want. Sometimes you
get what you need.
Yeah, you may have to settle in life, you know.
That's the truth, yeah. Oh, jeepers, this is very sad. Now, I
just thought I'd give you a bit of meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad to set the mood. You know, they're like, sometimes you can reach for the stars. You know, you can reach for the very best.
Yeah.
Attempt to achieve perfection. And sometimes it just won't happen.
Well, judging by what I'm going to tell you, it never happens.
Oh, great. So,
never.
So it's not even
never.
It's not even sometimes. It's just give up on your dreams, kids.
I'm always saying it. I've been saying that since we started this show. Give up on your dreams. Let them go. Learn to settle. You'll be much happier in life if you just learn to settle.
Yeah.
Look at the crap you have and say, it's all right.
It'll do.
It'll keep me alive. It'll keep me warm.
It'll do.
Yeah, I'm all right with the crap that I have.
We are going somewhere with this because apparently there's a story that the vast majority of us tend to live our lives this way.
We're all settlers. We're a nation of settlers, right? Apparently so. This is the deal. So, a vast majority have settled for second best in their lives when it comes to almost everything. So, we all have a dream car, a dream house, a dream, I don't know, person you'd like to be with, right?
Yeah.
We all have these dreams. Here's the simple fact of life. You're not getting any of it. We end up settling. You're not getting any of it.
This is amazing, isn't it? This is literally the complete antidote to all of that self-help stuff that says perceive and you can achieve.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
Exactly,
like, yeah, go for it. You are capable of anything you want. You can manifest anything you want in your life.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
You can't. There's not one single person in the world that can manifest anything they want. Nobody can
Correct.
Do it. We're all horrendously flawed, lucky to be able to get out of bed ages.
Correct.
And now what they've done is, what I love is they've compiled an actual list of the top 10 things, well, the top 30, but we won't be going through them. Because some of them are ridiculous anyway. It's like, you know, you can't get the coffee table you've drinking. You can get that much now.
No need to be fatalistic about it. If it's a coffee table, for God's sake.
Mind you, I can't even get the favourite Jacks now after that story we did earlier
on. Yeah, now that your £5 million Jacks is gone. That's got a bit of a shocker.
El Golden Pill.
Right, so we've got a top 10 then, right? Because 11 is, to be fair, it's as great a song that is. It's getting a bit depressing.
It's getting a bit, especially with the way I carry on about it.
Right, hit us with the top 10 things we settle for in life.
In at number 10, that one of the things we settle for the most is when it comes to clothing brands. So go away with your dreams of Gucci, Versace. Is Versace a clothes or a bag or something?
Yeah, no, you're okay, yeah. Oh. They're bound to make something that you put on you.
I thought it was a socks or something.
Anyway, hang on a second. I may have to accept that. You wander around in your fancy Kenzo and names that I don't know.
Yeah, but I've given up on them now. I'm not getting them anymore because I look like a drug dealer. I look like a drug dealer and everybody keeps saying it to me. So I was mad into that gear, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you were a drug dealer for a while?
No, I'm just... well.
Oh, you mean the gear? Oh, sorry, you mean the clothes?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. No, because, you know, I was mad into it, right? And then when the Criminal Assets Bureau ruined my fashion.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Because you know the way the Criminal Assets Bureau set up, and now they took all the drug dealers' cars and fancy watches and all that.
Yeah.
But they won't take the clothes off them. So now if you want to show yourself off as having money and being up to no good illegally,
you wear a certain selection of brands.
You dress like me. You dress like me. And so
excellent.
So now they've ruined that now. Yeah. So I have to dress down a bit. I have to dress like... I'm dressing like Jim now, you know.
Yeah, by the way, myself and PJ, I know people are going to find this hard to believe, but we did once do a sort of a, I wouldn't quite say a fashion podcast, but we did a fashion interview, didn't we?
Do you remember that?
We did an interview with somebody
from
a fashion website, yeah. And basically the descriptions that PJ gave us, he said that PJ dressed like a drug dealer and I dressed like a football hooligan.
I said it was a well-turned-out football hooligan.
Thank you for that, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Not like a fella in jail or anything. In at number 9, staying at home for your evenings instead of going out all the time when you want to. That, to me, doesn't really ring true, because I hate going out. It was the other way around.
Yeah, lately, I have to confess that the old staying at home has been fantastic.
Brilliant it is. I'm actually dreading going
back staying at home. Staying in the garden kind of stuff.
Yeah, but not going to restaurants or whatever. I couldn't care less about that. Number 8, a cheaper restaurant over fine dining. So when you're going out to spoil yourself, basically...
You settle for a cheaper... You'd love to go to that one, but you know you can't afford it, so you go to that one.
I'd love to go to Patrick Ebo's, but look, we'll do an Eddie Rockets, and even that's going to, you know, even that's going
to
hit
the
pockets.
Be honest with you, with an Eddie Rockets, it'd be touch and go between that and Patrick Ebo's.
They don't call it empty pockets for no reason, right? there's one of those. In number 7, supermarkets own brand food instead of the fancy stuff. Apparently, that's another thing you settle for.
You still get own brand.
Yeah, well, you
I'll tell you, to be fair, some of Dunn's own brand stuff is fantastic.
I think
they're simply the best range and all that, or simply something or other.
Yeah, all the super value Jaffa cakes and all.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying they're your favourite ones.
I'd say better than any of them. Yeah. The original Jaffa cake, you're only a fake. You're not as good as a fake or something. Number 6, this is where it gets controversial. Your life partner. Your wife, your husband, you're settling for. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you know something?
That's a big statement to make.
I suppose it's true, though. I mean, let's be honest, right? You get 2 or 3 good years out of someone, and then you just settle into a grey apathy of long-term relationship and looking at someone breathing and saying, I suppose I'm lucky to have anyone.
You know what's inherent in this, right? You're staying there and people are thinking about it. Yeah, God, did I settle for my other half or whatever, but the fact is that your other half is thinking, oh, I definitely settled for him.
Yeah.
My God, I could have had... I wish I'd said yes to your man that turned out to be a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And I said yes to him and there he is, farting on the couch. Ah, well.
Had a great fella. And I didn't know how good I had it.
To be fair, me ma warned me.
And now I have this yoke scratching himself.
Exactly. So whatever you're thinking there about settling for your partner, the fact they definitely settled for you.
He's in there saying he's going to treat me with an Eddie Rockets. That's not going well. Number 5 is friendships. I suppose that's more the same, but I don't agree with that. Friendship literally costs you nothing. I don't know if you're a friend.
Settling for, that's kind of, it'd be weird to kind of think, I wish I had that person as a friend. Although, sure, I'm doing it all the time. I'd much rather be hanging out with Daniel Day-Lewis than you.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
But I settle for you because Daniel Day-Lewis hasn't acknowledged me as a friend yet.
And you literally have to get paid to hang out with me, in fairness. you know.
Oh my God, I've just seen it like that, yeah.
There's actually wages involved. Like, he's there going, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I check my bank account every month, and if I get paid, then I continue to be a friend of PJ. The day the money stops, that's it, we're out of here.
This show is essentially like Magic Mike is the mammy, right? And every time Jim goes, I'm going out, he goes, you have to take your little brother. You have to take your little brother. Oh, man, I don't want it, he's going to be paid, he's so annoying. Yeah, you're not going out.
He's going to break and ruin it and everything. Yeah. Take him with you.
Take him, he's not staying here under my feet all day. Take him out.
Yeah, if you leave him here, he'll do something weird.
Yeah, he's looking at him out there trying to catch the squirrels with his teeth and everything. Now we're getting into a more realistic end of things.
What are we at now? Top five?
Top four now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, top four, a car. None of us have our dream car.
No.
None of us have our dream car.
And to be honest with you, very few of us are ever going to get it.
Never. Never. You might get to take a picture of it at a motor show. That's about the closest we'll ever get.
Or have a jant in it. Jant.
Never mind the jant. Yeah, if you get lucky, you get to sit in it.
That's it, yeah. Because chances are, the kind of dream car that we would want, no salesman even in the showroom is going to let you in.
Yeah.
If I walk in, they're going to go, don't come in here. Yeah, but I just don't come in here.
I told you that I used to go and do test drives all the time. I used to bluff test drives with everybody. And the one time I went to a very fancy car dealership, it was around the corner, it's gone now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went in and says, oh, yeah, 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 how much is that? Yeah, second hand, 72,000. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm looking at, I says. Yeah, I'm sort of looking at that. And he was like, where are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, yeah, I was thinking, maybe that or maybe a year younger again. That's where I blew it.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and I went, can I take it for a drive? He went, no. Straight away, no.
Yeah.
I said, right. Well, let me get back to you on that. He knew well I was talking. Load of rubbish. Load of rubbish. Your dream house, of course. None of us have our dream house.
No.
We might have
houses
again, we love.
Highly unlikely to ever get it. It's even sadder coming from me because I'm moving. I don't know where I'm moving to. I'm just moving out.
I know, But like, you're settling. You're settling.
I know. Nobody ever gets their dream home.
Nobody gets their dream home. And then if you did get it, you'd be annoyed anyway because you'd have to have staff and everything. You know.
Staff.
Yeah, well, that's your dream home. Has staff and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And then it'd be me walking around after them going, you didn't clean the thing off the yoke. Number two. Oh, well, okay, I'm not sure about this. Your dream job. I mean, I have my dream job, but unfortunately, that makes it your nightmare job. So
your dream job, though.
Yeah, like...
Really?
Well, you know what I mean. I literally come in, I talk a lot of nonsense, yous won't let me do anything because I'll break it. It's not a bad way to go. And then I watch you two do and everything, and then I go, it's just what I mean, I can do, and you say, like, yeah, go home.
You trained as an actor. Regular acting not be kind of
very hard.
As opposed to acting the maggot, like, I mean, as in proper theatrical stuff.
Very hard, no, it's very hard.
Very hard.
Yeah. You know, just not.
Are you sure you haven't just settled for us?
No, it's the other way around. I have to remember the lines and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure, literally all I have to do is go, I can't even remember the code for the door coming in here most mornings.
I mean, literally, to get away with this job, all you have to do is keep a civil tongue in your head. Oh, actually, to be honest, you don't even have to do that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So there's very little.
Now that I think of it.
Yeah, so I have to say. And the number one.
Right, this is it. The number one thing we settle for in our lives.
Salary. It's our wages. We all want more money. It's as simple as that.
No question.
Everybody in the world wants more money, regardless for the work they're doing or if they're not
doing
work.
But do you settle for
pension?
It?
You settle for it.
Well, I constantly complain. It doesn't get me anywhere, but I constantly complain about it.
But you're settling for it. You're settling for it. If someone swooped in and says, Jim, I'm going to take you away from your man and give you more money, you'd be like, yeah, what do I need to do?
It wouldn't matter
what they said.
Yeah. Do you need to, take everything?
Yeah, they'd be there. It's a really dangerous job. You could be dead in a week.
It's okay.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's
your salary.
Pretty much everybody is settling.
So pretty much everybody. So we'll say it again, folks. Give up on your dreams. Don't be torturing yourself with dreams. Start enjoying the crap you have.
Yeah, exactly. And look, you know, don't look back in anger. This is the perfect song for it, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't look back in your life thinking, God, what could have been?
Look at all the crap that you have.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Stevie Wonder, Superstition, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for letting us wake up happy with you this morning, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage, particularly if you want to have a bash at winning this amazing family break, two-night family stay at any of the six fantastic Soho Hotels destinations around Ireland. Your choice if you're the winner this week. 11 the score to beat. Magic Mike standing by. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. Now, one of the things actually that's taken off hugely during the whole shenanigans period and the lockdown and stuff has been the amount of people who went back to the kind of to reading, because let's face it, your choices started to become limited.
Yes, yeah.
So
exactly,
the old
yeah.
kind of back to the books thing happened big time.
I've really been loving
it.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been getting stuck into all the Hilary Mantel trilogies and everything else. It's been fantastic. But here's the one thing now that's taken off. One man called Roger Michael, who was trying to make something take off. He's the founder and the executive director of the Institute for Digital Archaeology, whatever that means. Sounds like a lad who just found a computer under the couch. But
old computer.
Yeah.
I think you'll find this is actually digital archaeology.
Commodore 64, I think you'll find.
So what he's done now is he said that sniffing books is very important. But not just any old books. We all know the smell of a new book. Apparently that's the Philistines' way to book sniff.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're a real bona fide book sniffer, here's what you're going to be happy to hear. Because he reckons that when you go to a museum, right? You go to a museum, it's solely focused on the visual, sensation rather than anything else, you know.
Right.
You know, you might get a bit of audio in some of the museums, you know, those tours.
Yeah. Here's what it may have sounded like, and it's a lad.
But what they never do is focus on the smells, right?
Right.
And this is where I get it. I get where he's going with this. This is where this story turns into what I think is one of the most pretentious load of nonsense I've ever heard, right? So he's saying he had a sniff of the Magna Carta, right? So he smelled the Magna Carta. He smelled one of Shakespeare's first folios. He's had a good smell of all these famous books. He had a smell of what's this one? The poem of the Iliad.
Right.
It was stored under an Egyptian mummy's head for thousands of years. And he says the smell was very redolent of the pine resin and other components of the Egyptian embalming fluid. Like a fine wine, he says.
Wow.
Now,
is that not just saying that it basically smelled like the dead person it was under?
Yeah, you see, this is the way I would take it. You're dead right, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's exactly what I took from it. It smells like a dead lad's head. Right?
Yeah.
It's what he should have said, right?
Yeah.
And it starts to get them ridiculous. They says, well, the Magna Carta then, what's the Magna Carta smell like? Well, he took a good sniff, so he did, right? He took a good sniff of the Magna Carta. And then he says, right, I'm not fully getting. So he went for a lunch. He knew he wasn't fully appreciating it. And then he came back again and he had another smell. And he said, yes, the Magna Carta smells exactly as it should smell. It's like a fine wine. Why would I say? I could only express it as being the scent of the most expensive Bordeaux on a wine list. It's a roller, it's a paper. Like, you know what I mean?
You're smelling there is the dust off it.
You're smelling old.
Yeah, yeah.
Old.
Yeah, it's an old people smell. If you'd have passed by a granny, perhaps, on the way to it, you'd have gotten the same bang.
And dare I say, he's not even smelling the Magna Carta. He's smelling the bit of wood it's lying on.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine, you know, in its display. Yeah. Same with Shakespeare's thing. He doesn't describe that as a Bordeaux. It's actually not even worth going, but it's another wine. So he's actually, you know, these wine sniffers you go to. You know,
so this guy has to go smelling books after he's had his boozy lunch.
You think, yeah.
This one smells like Cabernet. It's interesting that you just had a Cabernet.
Really? Because yeah, smells like a Smittix to me. I'll be honest with you, though. Seeing as I went to which you were for lunch and I didn't partake, I have a different smell here. In fact, it smells like a bit like a Kit Kat.
Classic hits.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The breakfast table quiz.
And the chance to get away. And what a getaway it would be if the weather was like it's due to be today. before the thunderstorms, admittedly, but still.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're Tara, then you can have a boat race.
Exactly.
The Wicked Weech of North Dublin over there.
What a way to get away it would be. Your chance to create special moments with a Soho Hotel staycation. A two-night family stay in your choice of any of the six Soho Hotel locations across Ireland. Sohotels.ie if you want to check them out. But bear in mind, you can go literally anywhere in Ireland. The Hidden Heartlands, Ancient East, Wild Atlantic Way, Heart of Munster. No matter where you want to go, they have a Soho Hotel that will suit you. And they're totally Irish owned and run. And they're absolutely delighted that they're going to be able to welcome guests back from this Monday, of course, in comfortable and safe surroundings, which is always important as well. So Sohotels.ie for you to check it out. If you want to win it, though, it's going to take at least 12, isn't it?
Yeah, you got a bit of work to do. 11 to score to beat, so 12 or more is what Dave Keane is going to need this morning. How are you, Dave?
Hello, lads. How are you?
All good, Dave. What's your story today?
I just started doing a few deliveries in the van.
Fair play.
All good stuff. What are you delivering?
I'm going up to the airport there now, just dropping a bit of the agriculture, and I'm doing a couple of drops on Shannon.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, good
Not
stuff.
Not a bad old
stuff.
Day to be driving around.
Yeah, I heard it's meant to get really hot later.
I know, yeah. Do you have air conditioning in the van?
Yeah, I do, yeah. The windows down and everything.
You'll be all right, then. You'll be all right.
Right. So listen, Dave, the very best of luck with this. It is very doable to get a score of 12. It's a bit of an ask, but it's been done many times in the past, so are you good to give it a shot?
Yeah, we'll give it a lesson.
Okay. Best of luck, buddy. Here we go.
What W is a green leaf plant grown in shallow water and often used in salads and garnishes?
Weed.
It's watercress. In money terms, what does P-A-Y-E stand for?
Pay as you earn.
Whose 1970s hits included Maggie May and Sailing?
Rod Stewart.
Of which country is Bucharest the capital?
Romania.
What US president survived an assassination attempt by John Hinckley?
Abe Lincoln.
Ronald Reagan. Dr. Watson was the friend of what fictional detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
What S did cowboys strap onto their boots?
Spurs.
Complete the name of this pop group, KC and the what?
I have no idea.
The Sunshine Band. Complete the next line of this nursery rhyme. Jack and Jill went up the hill.
To fetch a pail of water.
In which country is Ayers Rock a famous landmark?
Australia.
What type of dance marks out rhythmic patterns with metal pieces on your shoe?
No idea.
Tap dance. Which of these Madonna albums came first, Like a Prayer or Like a Virgin?
Like a Virgin.
And what nationality is the actor Antonio Banderas?
Spanish.
He is Spanish.
Spanish. Well done.
I think that was the toughest run of questions this week. I think they were much harder.
I thought Dave did pretty well, all right.
Same here.
Admittedly, I never particularly want to get weeds in me salad. But yeah,
I was just thinking about that. Like, why did I say that?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. That's very good.
But to be fair, apart from that, Dave, I thought you played a blinder.
Thanks.
Anyway, listen, what did we end up with? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
So give it a lash anyway.
We fell a bit short, I'm afraid, Dave, but still, it was a brave effort.
No problem. Thanks, Les.
Listen, not at all, Dave. Thank you. Safe driving to you today.
Bye.
Cheers, man. Take care.
Bye.
Right, there we go.
Pretty good going, in fairness.
Yeah.
They weren't easy today
either. It's funny, I kind of thought he was scoring better than the actual 9 that came out, in fairness. But I suppose if you get a few wrong along the way, that's...
I know, so it took me time getting through a couple of them as well. Some of those questions were in Latin or something. But there you go. We got to them. We got through it somehow.
Anyway, it means that we stay with that score of 11 to beat with only one day left to play. So tomorrow, literally, the Dirty Dozen will take it for you. If you can get 12 on tomorrow's Breakfast Table quiz, you will be the person heading off with your family for a two-night family stay in your choice of any of the six Soho Hotel locations spread out across Ireland. Your chance to create special moments with a Soho Hotel staycation. So sohotels.ie if you want to pick where you'd head, and make sure you let Magic Mike know if you want to play. 087-188-0008.
The Breakfast Table Quiz. Classic Hits.